Our story begins at the Westside Hospital cafeteria, where Gretchen is sitting at a table having coffee when Hannah walks up.
Gretchen, hi. Hannah, hello, what are you doing at the hospital?
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripts and Scruples.
I had a doctor's appointment.
How are you?
Oh, my sister's in the hospital.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
So, how are things with Charlie at TM?
Well, let's just say there's never a dull moment.
I'm sure.
Look, Gretchen, I really wanted to apologize for what happened at the diner before Christmas. Todd felt so bad for telling you about your brother. He thought you knew.
No, he shouldn't feel bad. I'm glad I know the truth now. I'm supposed to talk to my sister-in-law, you know, Serena, again soon to find out more of the details.
I can't believe Todd worked for her. We were just talking the other day about what a small world it is sometimes.
That's true. Jacob and I were very close until Serena came along, and it kills me to think that he was sick and dying and I wasn't there for him.
I'm sure he had his reasons.
I don't think I'll ever have any peace about his death until I know the whole story.
Gretchen, there is one bit of information I know about Jacob. I'm not sure it's something I should tell you, but it does seem you want to know more.
Yes. Please, Hannah, anything you can tell me would be helpful. We were estranged for the past 5 years.
My friend Perry dated Jacob about a year and a half ago.
I see. Serena had said he had lovers while they were married, but it doesn't sound like the Jacob I remember.
Well, Perry was HIV negative before he met Jacob, but they went out one night and ended up having unprotected sex. And Perry became HIV positive.
What? You're telling me Jacob gave your friend HIV?
Yes. I'm sorry. Perry is all right, but Serena told him that Jacob knew at that point that he was positive, and that's very upsetting for him.
What are you saying, that he knew and he intentionally gave it to Perry?
I'm not saying that. But it is possible.
No, it's not. No matter how long Jacob and I didn't speak to each other, he never, never would have done something like that, ever.
Look, I don't want to upset you, Gretchen. It's just one more piece to the puzzle that I thought you might want to know.
Hannah, do you think that I might be able to talk to your friend? If he knew Jacob, he might be able to give me a different perspective than Serena. I never trust a word that woman says.
I don't know, Gretchen.
Please, Hannah. I swear I will just listen to what he has to say, and I will not say anything to upset him.
Okay. Give me your number, and I'll tell him that you would like to talk to him. But the decision is up to him, Gretchen.
Thank you. That's all I can ask for.
At the rec center, Chuck is talking with Zoe at the front desk.
Dad? Her mother died?
Yes. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm okay. Just a little surprised.
Zoe, you seem awfully interested in my daughter. Can I ask why?
Oh, well, it's just...
Hi.
Dara, how was school?
I hate school.
You're Dara? Hi, I'm Zoe.
Hey.
Dara, could you leave us alone for a minute?
Okay.
Okay, Zoe. Something is not quite right here.
What do you mean?
I get the feeling that you are not interested in the rec center and have other motives. What exactly are you looking for?
At Larissa's penthouse, Larissa has just entered the master bedroom to find Andrew in bed with Connie.
What the hell is going on in my bed?
Larissa!
And just who is this tramp you brought into my bed?
Your bed? What's going on here?
Connie, I can explain.
No, let me explain. You just slept with my husband, soon to be ex-husband, hopefully, but still my husband. Oh, and by the way, you're in my bed.
Oh my God, husband? You're married?
Larissa, can you give us a moment here?
Like hell. This is my bedroom, and the two of you need to get the hell out. How dare you spend your afternoon sleeping around instead of taking care of your son?
Son?
Connie, let's go somewhere to talk. I can explain all of this to you.
No.
No, don't go.
I have to get out of here.
Smart woman. And if you have half a brain in your head, you'll never look back. This man only knows how to use people.
I didn't know he was married, really.
Whatever. I don't care if you did or you didn't. Just get the hell out of my face.
Larissa, please.
Don't please me, you gigolo fool.
Goodbye, Adam.
Connie, no.
Hold it right there, Andrew, darling. You're not going anywhere.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.